Well, here we are in the offices of Dr. Assam Alam, who's sitting beside me. Talk us through this statement you've made, Dr. Alam, about regarding the change of name for Hull City AFC.
No, I have not changed names. I don't know where you got this from. I don't change names. If you mean shortening the name, yes, we have shortened the name by removing AFC.
That's already happened?
Oh, yes, early this year.
So that was done in consultation with the Football Association and Premier League?
Why do I do that?
I think it's, forgive me, are you talking about the holding company for the football club or the football team name itself?
The football club's name, as registered in the company's house and with the FA, it changed from Hull City AFC Tigers Limited to Hull City Tigers Limited. Early this year.
Okay, Tigers wasn't part of the name before, though, was it?
It's always been part of the name. Look, from 1904, Hull and City and Tigers, always there. So there's no addition to the name, no change of name.
But they're called Hull City AFC since 1904, and Tigers has been their nickname.
No, Tigers in the registered name. Tiger is part of the registered name with the company's house and the Football Association.
Now, the fans that I spoke to last week were absolutely delighted having been given your time and had a meeting with you a week last Friday to talk about the name. They really felt they'd made progress, that you were listening to their concerns, mm-hmm. and that you might consider keeping the name as it was, as it has been. So were they mistaken in feeling encouraged?
No, there's nothing changed. They explained the position. I explained why we're shortening names to have a more powerful impact on the market, to enable the club to go globally and try to generate commercial income like other clubs. But gradually we do it. Like, look at Manchester City, United. And the end. So they understood the position, why we need the money. I'm here to look after the football, improve the quality of football for the fans and for the area. So promoting to Premier League is an achievement. The next step, in a few years' time, I would like to see the club going to Europe and get players from Europe to play here.
Can't it do that as Hull City AFC? It strikes me that a man with your obviously talented business brain could make this a commercial success with its existing name.
You need money. It doesn't come for nothing.
No.
You need money. And to do money, you need to promote yourself. You go globally, generate cash, income, commercial income from commercial activities worldwide. So it doesn't come to you as a present. No, it comes, you need money. We need money. If you look at the accounts which will be published next week for the year ended 31st of July this year, you'll see about £75 million spent since I bought the club. But it's money well spent because we have better football. If you want better football, I'll help with this. If you want to worship names, do it. It was a free country, you know, keep saying FC.
But the thing is, Mr. Alam, you have rescued the football club, spent millions. This is the point, surely, where you could turn from hero to villain. Why would you upset your customers if you want to make money?
You'd never need me to turn into villain. I am here, I bought the club for the fans. And it will always be the case. It changed from this to that, as you say, only if I don't achieve the objective. The objective was save the club and go to the top category of football and carry on improving. That's what I'm doing. By the way, any question about AFC, I'm not answering.
Okay, that's fine. I think you've already answered that question. So the club's name has already changed and you want to add the name Tigers to it.
No, I don't know why we keep, the club has not changed names, and I will not change the club's names. We have shortened the name by removing AFC.
But people would argue that is changing the name, Dr. Alam.
Please themselves. I can't help it. Changing name is introducing a name instead of a name. We have not. We shortened the name. And I will carry on unless, you see, in the meeting, someone came up with a bright idea, said, okay, we understand. What about, would you like us to think of another way of generating income? I said, yes, of course. And I give you a short notice meeting. As soon as you come up with a different proposal, we'll do it.
You did say that you were going to conduct extensive market research into what impact a name change would have as well. Have you commissioned someone to do that research? How are you going to do that research?
No one on earth is allowed to question how I do my business. No one on earth. Let's kill this point.
Okay.
I know how to run my business. Nobody will question this or that.
I'm just interested to know how you're going to do it.
Leave the interest to me.
But
I promised to get you good football, and I've done it. Leave this to me. Otherwise, everybody will question me how I run my business tomorrow.
No. Okay. I'm just interested to know, are you going to be looking at sports around the world?
What you need to do is to come up, that the gentleman suggested, come up with an alternative to generate cash. I will listen, and I will jump on the opportunity.
And you have evidence that if you don't change the name, you won't be able to make money?
Change the name to what?
To Hull City Tigers.
Again.
Or Hull Tigers.
Again, you call it change of name. I haven't changed names. Shortening, do you mean shortening the name?
Well, it's lengthening it, isn't it? Because it was Hull City AFC. If you want to make it Hull City Tigers, that's longer, isn't it?
I don't know what to say. Can I say this for the last time? Mm-hmm. No change of name, they're shortening the name. The name as registered with the FA and the company's house always has been Hull City AFC Tigers Limited. So I'm not adding Tigers, it is there. I'm not adding City, I'm not adding Hull. I'm removing AFC, that's all. And then considering, by early next year, considering the decision to further shortening by if Hull City Tigers now, and has been all the time, to shorten. To remove one word, do I remove Hull, or remove City, or remove Tigers? We've been beaten last...
Okay. Well, people would argue that Tigers isn't part of the name now, but we could get... But Dr.
Always been part of the name.
Always been the nickname, and you
no,
were there.
No.
I was on the pitch with you during that wonderful celebration you threw at the KC Stadium, where everyone was chanting, City till we die. It means something to them.
They can City till they die as much as they like. But let's take this. Tigers is in the name. With FA, I keep repeating this, with FA and the company's house for ages.
Forgive me for repeating myself, yeah. Dr. Alam. It's just all of the Hull City fans I've spoken to don't agree with you. They've been under a completely different impression as to what the
it's
club's
not
name
my opinion,
is.
For God's sake. No. Not my opinion. No. Look at the record.
Okay.
Talk to company's house. Talk to the FA. It's not an opinion. Tigers is there for ages.
Well, I don't want to waste any real time. I know you want to talk to our Look North colleagues. We'll be able to see more of this on BBC One tonight at 6:30. So finally, what happens next, Dr. Alam? Are you going to be consulting further with the fans, or are you going to be acting unilaterally?
Leave this. Nobody interferes in how I do my job. Leave it to me.